Brush your hair.
Brush your hair.
We had to brush our hair 100 times every night.
Was that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should have
had hair. When I had my hair cut, I could sit on it. I used to plait it in two plaits back here and wrap it around my head twice before I cut it.
And good, long, beautiful hair.
It was long hair. And the baby had long curls when she started school, hung down on the shoulder. And I cut it because she's so tender-headed. I never would have gotten her ready to go to school if I had to fix that hair.
Guess folks had to cut, women had to cut the hair, or did was
didn't
it,
cut it.
People kept it longer?
Kept it long, huh? There wasn't nobody with short hair. Everybody had long hair.
And men had?
Had short hair. But now, men, back in my time, they did have long hair. Young men wore long hair just like they're wearing it now.
Did they ever grow?
Yeah, all beard all over the face. They never did trim it up. It just grew out, you know. You could see your eyes, that's all sticking out. I had an uncle that the beard was way down here and it's snow white. They called him Santa Claus. He just looked like Santa Claus, by Santa Claus's size. Had the prettiest little twinkling eyes you ever saw. And his hair was down to his shoulder, his beard down to here. Never had his hair cut nor shaved.
Now, did you have things that you might use to carry things around the house in, maybe like some big heavy articles? This would have wheels on it.
Wheelbarrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always had wheelbarrows.
And y'all used coal here, didn't you?
What? Yeah, we did use coal one time. No, we used coal. We fixed two of the fireplaces upstairs for coal.
Yeah.
But we never did have it down here. Have coal.
What would you carry coal in?
Scuttle.
Coal scuttle. And that would go out through the what? When you're burning coal, it would go
chimney.
Out.
Chimney.
Yeah. You had the coal stove had a what? It had a.
There were fireplaces. The
Oh, you burn it in the fireplace?
The grate. Had a grate, had it built in the fireplace.
Did you ever have any, did you ever have a metal kind of pipe running out?
Yeah, we've had. I said that in a chicken house to go out through the flue.
Oh.
Call it a flue. It wouldn't be a chimney. It'd just be one built on top of the house. A flue. It wasn't a chimney. Chimney comes from the bottom to the top.
Oh, I see. You had the chimney, you went up to the flue?
No, the chimney goes from the ground to the top of the house. But a flue, you just put it, we have built them on this. Made a rack and built it on the side of the house, but it's made out of brick, and then put the stove pipe through there. But it wasn't a chimney, it was a flue. Called it a flue.
I see.
Well, now I've got one in there that was a flue, but it's built from the ground. I used to have a stove in the dining room and the kitchen, you know, wood stove in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it went out through the flue.
Now, you tell me about that coal lamp.
Coal oil lamp.
Coal oil lamp. Did you ever, when you had to go out in the yard, would you ever make something, maybe that kind of stuff a rag in a bottle full of coal oil or something like that? Folks never use those?
No, it might catch a house fire.
Yeah. No, when you're going out in the yard or something like that. So.
Mm-mm. No.
Did you ever use a torch or a... Torch or
nothing but a blowtorch to thaw up the pipes with, but since I've been married, not beforehand.
Oh, by the way, have you ever had your pipes
to freeze?
And when they freeze, they would what?
Burst. Mine froze some way, somehow, I don't know, but it never did burst. We did 2-3 days didn't have no water during that cold spell. Hauled it from Hernando. I didn't know I did use so much water.